It is the night before Christmas and I'm recording this. And you might ask me, why am I recording this? Why are you doing this on a Christmas Eve? You have pictures to look back on, most likely, or you have videos to look back on, of all of the Christmases that you've had at your family. And I suppose what I like to do is I like to listen back to these every so often, especially at Christmas time, to see what changed in the last year, to see what happened, and to take a little bit of a note of what the kids sound like and the amazing excitement of this time of year. And then I also like to send this on to family. So Jim, Vaughn, other relatives from around the world, if you're listening to this, happy Christmas to you. You can hear in the background that we're travelling to Carlo to see a friend, and the kids are very excited. Throughout the next few minutes, you'll hear the wind down, or the wind up, to Christmas as Christmas Eve comes to a close, and the kids get ready for showers and all that kind of stuff. Happy Christmas to you. Enjoy the rest of this podcast.
Crazy child. Let me clean Rain first.
Hello.
Hello. All right, let's
you're so handsome. You having fun?
Yes.
I'm
in my ear again now.
Can Mammy dunk somebody? Or splash somebody? You're with me, Maeve, get her, go on,
no,
get her, Maeve.
She'll drown your Zoom.
It's fine, I'm okay with that. Maeve, get her, go on. Get her, Maeve. Get her, Maeve. Splash her, Maeve.
No. Yes.
I tell you what, Maeve, you can splash me the next time we're in the swimming pool. You can do big splashes.
Yay! With Nikki. And I'll splash Nikki too.
Yes, you can definitely splash Nikki.
Because he's too big.
Hands up for a second so I can dry, get ready properly.
Dry the belly.
I'll do your arms and your hands at the same time, like this. Look.
Coca-Cola.
See, isn't that better?
Coca-Cola.
What, Rina Bina?
No, I'm Coca-Cola.
No, you're Rina Bina.
No, I'm Coca-Cola.
Rina Bina.
Coca-Cola's so funny.
Rina Bina's funnier.
No.
Yes.
Yes. Oh. Yay!
You're a silly boy.
Yay!
Hey, you're a silly boy.
Yay!
So when is Sandy gonna come?
Today.
Today?
Yes.
Is it not cancelled?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Are you sure it's not cancelled?
No.
Are these Christmas underwear?
No. Yes. Christmas underwear.
I think they're normal underwear for the rest of the year.
No, Christmas.
They're Christmas underwear, because we said so, Mammy.
What's Christmas underwear?
Unless they're
Christmas
underwear. No,
bottles. Well, I help you with them too.
I can do them.
You can do them. Oh, you're so good.
I'm the teacher.
How old are you?
Dinosaur that pooped Christmas.
She's only poops everywhere.
From high in the sky, Santa looked down below to houses all cozy and covered in snow, where snoozers were snoozing, tucked up in their beds, while streaming the most festive dreams in their heads. But one boy called Danny, a greedy young chap, the greediest chap on the planet, in fact, was lying awake on his mountain of toys, which stood even taller than most girls and boys.
Daddy.
You got Rain as a plug.
Oh, sorry.
You thought you did it on purpose. But that wasn't enough. Danny still wanted more. He wanted much more than his toy box could store. So Big Santy C said, I'll leave him a present, but this year his present might just be unpleasant.
Might be poo.
Danny heard such a clatter, his heart skipped a thump. 'Twas the clopping of hooves going clippity-clump. He bounced out of bed and threw on some clothes and crept down the stairs on his tip-tippy toes. And there under the tree were gifts big and small and a gimongous egg placed in front of them all. An egg, Danny said. Santa brought me an egg. Then out with a crack popped a dinosaur's head. It wasted no time on that cold Christmas morning and started to eat everything without warning. It swallowed the stockings and Christmas cards too, the red fairy lights, then the green and the blue. There wasn't a single thing Danny could do except sit and watch as the dinosaur chewed. Oh, mom, mom, mom. Is that how it eats? It chewed and it munched and it crunched on Kris Kringle, the reindeer, the sleigh bells and all things that jingle. But it didn't stop there. There were more things to gobble, much more than the small shiny baubles that bobbles. It ate up the cat and the dog and the fish And from the dishwasher, it downed every dish. And from the tables, the chairs, the walls and the doors, now nothing was safe, not even the floors. Now, reader, beware, the next part is scary. And if you read on, you'll need new underwear. Daddy's poor granny was knitting some socks, but the dino had need for her socks, it had lots. So it slurped up her knitting like strings of spaghetti and gobbled up granny along with the settee. Then it ate Danny's mum, she was gone in one bite, and although Danny's dad tried to put up a fight, the dino had grown to the size of King Kong. With a gulp and a burp, Danny's father was gone. Now nothing was left, all Danny could see was a fat dinosaur where his home used to be. And so with the thought of no Christmas this year, his tears turned into snowflakes and then disappeared. With the feeling of guilt in the dinosaur's gut, its brain brewed a plan involving its butt. To know there was only one thing it could do to put Christmas right, it needed to poo!
What did I hear about?
Poo.
Who's doing poo?
He has something in his belly.
What?
And Mummy and Daddy and Granny.
Everything in the whole street. So we got a massive poo.
Yes, it pooped in the turkey, the toys and the telly, and even the tinsel, which was now brown and smelly. It pooped all the presents and pieces of puzzles. It pooped all the things it had previously guzzled. And then Father Christmas yelled, "Out of the way!" as he flew from the dinosaur's bum on his sleigh.
So, I see Santa
right there. The dinosaur finally gave a huge push and popped Danny's parents in one massive whoosh.
Poo.
Last but not least, and never forgotten, Granny plopped out of the dinosaur's bottom.
First things first, we do need to clean the carrots.
Right, I'll get the carrot.
You mean the carrot?
Only one carrot.
For Rudolph, this is for the rest of the reindeers. Right down the bottom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll have to go.
Excuse me, Raven.
Mommy, we'll take him from
the
mommy.
I'm getting the carrot, Maeve.
Good.
I'm a geez, where's that carrot? Okay, you don't know.
Okay.
The wife version.
Oh, you get the milk ready, of course.
And what's Sam going to eat? Plate!
He's going to eat a plate!
No, a plate for everything to go on. With the carrots, the milk, and the cookie. Well, whatever we're giving him. Like last year.
I think we need a red plate because it's Christmas.
Oh, I think a red plate would be great.
What are we going to give him?
I got some biscuits or something.
And carrots. And maybe...
No, I think he's like an mince.
Rain hand here.
Something's dropping.
It's okay.
That's okay.
Pick it up.
The reindeer will need it.
They need to drop.
Right. Next hand. Oh, give me that.
Oh, they're going to be very full reindeer.
Don't draw it at me.
Is there more in there, Daddy?
Yep, you hold it for a second there. You put it at me again. Don't draw it at me. No, stop.
Meg, you're pinching.
Meg, now I need to.
I only have a
toy. Okay, it's fine.
I need some more now.
No, it's fine. We go inside now.
Ready? Can I do the last one?
We need to put it over there.
No, we don't. We haven't got enough to put it over there as well.
And now, are we ready for... No, not yet, Meg.
I would brush off your sleeve. Before you come in the head, sir, I'm going to hoover you. Daddy, door to Iowa. Little monkey head.
No, the kind of this.
And the kind of this.
Yay! No, I think she has what she needs. In the morning, and I just don't know where she's getting it in that little belly.